Hi everyone, Phil Bailey here, back for another episode of the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. It is 2021 now, we're into January, and this is episode 4. So today I am really just going to give you an overview of what I'm currently seeing in the market for early January, and as we get into 2021, I know things will change, and I'm looking forward to keeping you all updated. So the word of the day right now is inventory. There's just not a lot of homes available on the market. If you look at what happened in December, which is a similar story, once homes were listed, they sold for approximately $55,000 over asking price on average. About 78% of homes sold at asking or above that asking price. I know that personally with my clients, I was in almost only multiple offer situations in December. And sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But I think it's still really important to look at these statistics and see how the market is changing. So what it will be happening as we get into the new year, I think is really, we're all not really sure yet. I think we will see more inventory likely hit the mark. As we get into January, there's a bit of a holiday lull, as I call it, where some people are just not going to talk about real estate in December with Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and all of the other fun things happening in the month of December. There just wasn't a lot of discussion around real estate. So most homeowners that I'm speaking with that are thinking about listing are still thinking about that February at the earliest, maybe March, even April, before they'd even get their home on the market. So what does this mean for buyers? Well, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, I know this can be a very stressful situation for you. What I would recommend doing is that if you have a mortgage pre-approval, which I'd certainly recommend getting first before you start looking at homes, I'd actually go a little bit lower with your real estate agent. So for example, with my clients, if they were pre-approved for $500,000, I might actually set them up a search under $400,000 or maybe even $450,000. $450,000, just to make sure that once they do find a home that they like, they're able to compete. When 80% of listings are selling at or above asking price, there's really not a lot of price negotiation going on. I still think it's very important that you protect yourselves with the correct conditions and deal with these conditions in advance. So something I mentioned a couple episodes ago was how do you make yourself competitive when you're in these situations that are completely expected to go into a multiple offer situation? Well, in the good old days, and back before we were in multiples on almost every single home, what we could do is we could include conditions in our offers. So the main conditions that you'd include is when you're buying a house and not a condo, you'd be looking at things like a home inspection condition, a financing condition, perhaps an insurance condition to make sure that the home is insurable. Most of the time it will be, but you just want to make sure that it's the right rate. And then of course, you're also going to be thinking about what we call clauses. And again, this isn't my legal advice for you, but there are certain things that I would generally recommend including in almost every contract. Things like when you move in, that the home's not going to have anybody in it, that you're actually going to pay for the home, of course, beforehand, that it's going to be clean when you move in or as clean as possible, that the furnace is going to work, the AC is going to work. But let's get back to those conditions. So typically, for example, if we take a financing condition or home inspection condition, you would normally have 5 to 7 business days to deal with those and be able to get your ducks in a row after you've actually had an offer be accepted. What's happening now is that you're actually having to deal with these conditions in advance of making that offer. So if you're going to be in a multiple offer situation, what I would recommend doing is making sure you have a mortgage broker you know and trust very much so, because if you want to go in on a deal in a firm fashion, which some people will never recommend doing, I would definitely make sure that you have those bases covered. And you may not feel comfortable with that, but you want to make sure you have enough room in case, for example, the bank came back and said, actually, that house you just bought is not worth what you paid for it. So we're only going to give you a mortgage for, say, $450,000 instead of the $500,000 that you need. So there's always risk involved in that. Definitely would recommend speaking to a financial professional before you're making any big decisions like that. Home inspection is another one that a lot of folks still want to include. They want to make sure that the home is checked over and that they're comfortable with buying that home before they make that offer. typically you'd have 5 to 7 days after you make the offer, and if you're not in a multiple offer situation. But now that you're in a multiple offer situation, what I would recommend doing if you do see maybe an older home that you really want to make sure you get that home inspection on is to do a home inspection prior to making that offer. So we would really get a home inspector in there. We'd book time for this through the listing agent. We'd make sure that you get a home inspection finished. Sometimes this isn't always possible to get the full 3-4 hours that a home inspector will typically need. So there are people that will choose to do a walkthrough with a home inspector. Not always something that real estate agents will recommend. It certainly makes me a little bit nervous if you're uncomfortable before putting in an offer. But again, it's knowledge, and really in real estate, knowledge is the power that you need to make the best decisions. So really the difference between what we're seeing in the past and what we're seeing now is that you really have to get your ducks in a row. You have to be a very serious buyer. You want to be working with a real estate agent. I know I'm a little biased here, but one of the main things that I'm doing right now with my buyer clients is I'm setting up searches with them. So if a home does pop up, they're able to see that home that fits their criteria immediately. So I've had actually clients contact me this week and say, I don't even want these listings to be sent to me every morning. What I want is the minute that that home comes on the market, I want to be notified of it. So I've actually even made some tweaks to some folks in the past that may not have been as eager or didn't really want to, didn't think they needed this, to be able to say, okay, the minute that that home comes on the market that meets my criteria, I'm going to get an email from Phil and I'm going to make sure that I check out that home in person that day. Why this is so important is that say they are holding offers for a few days, maybe they're not even holding offers. Then you're able to kind of go in there immediately and get put together an offer if you're comfortable with that. The other thing is if they are holding offers on it, you're able to get your ducks in a row, like making sure your financing is okay for that particular home, making sure that if you need to get a home inspector in that you can, checking with your insurance broker. If you're looking at a condominium purchase, which is worth seeing multiple offers on those as well, what I would recommend doing is getting a lawyer to review what's called the status certificate. So the status certificate contains all of the bylaws of the condo corporation, the finances, the expected budget, things that really could go wrong that a lawyer is able to review. Of course, you can look at it yourself. You can have your real estate agent look at it, but I would certainly recommend having a lawyer look at that status certificate and asking around to see the health of that condo before you're putting in an offer that may leave you in trouble. The risk of that is that you could run into things like a higher condo fee in the future or immediate future. You could also run into what we call a special assessment. So if the condo has some emergency work that needs to be done, you may be digging into your pocket and pulling out checks. I've seen sometimes of $5,000-$10,000 that are having to be paid for work that should have been done by the previous owner. But there's always, you know, a negotiation with those things, and sometimes that will bring down the price as well. So again, right now the market is very, very tight in London. Right now I'm recording this on January 4th, so quite early into the new year. I still think we have a bit of that holiday lull, as I call it, that's still happening, where a lot of inventory is on the market. I think if you're looking at listing your house, you may actually want to consider it listing a little bit earlier if you can make it work with the timing. What I've found on the buying side is that most of my buyers are quite flexible when it comes to closing date, to be able to make a date that might work for the homeowner that wants to sell. Right now, again, no inventory. So if you get your house in the market and it sells at a price you're comfortable with, you can do that and maybe even close in April, May at this point, right? So you have several months to do this. There's other folks that, of course, want to move quickly and get their home up on the market for one way or the other. But with inventory as low as it is, I can see why things are shifting. So it is tough. I say a lot to my buyer clients, especially my first-time home buyers, that it's like you're on an escalator and you're trying to make decisions as you're still moving up and the market keeps moving up on you. What's going to happen in the spring market? I don't think any of us know exactly what that will be. I don't really like to make predictions, to be honest. But I think that if with some inventory, you may see some homes that aren't selling for maybe the crazy over-ask that we're seeing, and maybe some more options available to buyers. At least that's, I know, what my buyers are hoping for. And I am looking forward to keeping you updated on the market as we get into 2021. I hope everyone has a great day. If you have any questions, please message them to me, and I'd love to get you on or get some of your questions on in episode 5 or 6 or 7 coming up soon. So this is episode 4 of the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. I am Phil Bailey from Royal LePage Tryland. Message me at any time if you have any questions, and I look forward to the next episode. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.